musician performs in the Moscow subway on my way to visit an unusual married couple. He's a Palestinian who studied at a Soviet university in 1989. She's a Russian who fell in love with this handsome young leftist. In many ways, their lives parallel the tumultuous relations between Russia and the Middle East. They asked that only their first names be used out of fear of losing their jobs, given their controversial views. In the 2000s, Russia's relations with the Middle East were tentative. Similarly, Angelica's family initially had some suspicions about her new boyfriend, Hassan.
The fact that he's Arab and Muslim made my mom concerned at first before she met him, but then she met him and everything was okay. As my grandmother said, like, it's the person that's important, not religion.
Similarly, Russia, where most worshippers are Orthodox Christian, came to ally with both Sunni and Shia countries in the Middle East. Then, just as Russia moved into Syria during the Arab Spring, so the couple moved to Damascus. Angelica and her husband helped refugees from other parts of Syria find shelter in a mosque and two schools, which were later bombed by Syrian and Russian planes. The West has accused Russia and Syria of intentionally hitting hospitals, schools, mosques, and markets. Russia has denied targeting civilians. But that's not what Angelica saw.
Ярмук, палестинский, да, район, он был как бы спокойный относительно других районов.
When, like, people started coming, refugees started coming, there were children and women. We helped them, we brought them food, we brought them, I don't know, like pillows and so on, so just to help them somehow, so we knew who were in those mosques. They were Russian aircraft that bombed it. Both regime and Russia lied about what was calling them extremists, that they were bombing extremists.
Angelica and Hassan returned to Moscow in 2013 with firsthand reports of Russian support for brutal repression by the Bashar al-Assad government. But most Russians believe the official view that Russia was helping a popular, legitimate government fight Islamic terrorists.
But the problem is, like, the people wouldn't believe her because they were brainwashed.
Russia's intervention in Syria aims to keep its closest ally in the Middle East, President Bashar al-Assad, in power and secure its military influence in the region. Russian officials believe that in the 1990s and early 2000s, the U.S. had free rein in the Middle East. The result? Wars in Iraq, Syria, and Libya, and possibly another one with Iran.
We came to certain conclusions that the Americans had it their way, and they spoiled everything which they could spoil.
That's Alexei Pushkov, a high-ranking member of the parliament's upper house and close Putin ally. He says now it's Russia's turn.
We want this area to be stable because it's an area to the south of our borders. It's an area which is important for us for geostrategic reasons, for also economic reasons, because we have, for instance, good relations with Egypt. So we want trade, we want contacts, and we don't want this area, these countries to fall apart, you know, and to generate a constant chaos.
Pushkov argues that Russia won't act like the U.S. and become policemen of the Middle East.
We have moved to help the Syrian government when it was assailed by forces that were mainly the forces of radical Islam and jihad. But Putin let it to be understood that does not mean that Russia will send, you know, its aviation everywhere.
But Russia's interventionist policies have been widely criticized internationally and proved controversial at home. Prominent journalist and TV host Vladimir Posner says the intervention in Syria reminds him of the ill-fated 1979 Soviet invasion of Afghanistan.
But I fully agree with the fact that Russia shouldn't be there. Neither should anyone else be there. The Syrian issue is a Syrian issue. Let the Syrians resolve it. Let the UN get involved. That is something I understand. But then there has to be the proper vote and the proper procedure. There's no one country or two countries or five countries that have the right to get involved.
The subway train returns to central Moscow. Angelica and Hassan have been married over 20 years. They face an uphill battle to convince their fellow Russians not to support the Syria war. Russians feel that their country is finally reasserting itself in the world. If Russia continues to expand its military might in the region and soldiers' lives are lost in large numbers, it remains to be seen how long that support will last. Reese Ehrlich, DW, Moscow.